Summer is for beach trips, spending evenings outdoors, pool parties, and, if you're daring, white pants. Backpacks and calculators never figured into my August plans. It sounds fusty to say, but back in my day, and probably yours too, school started in September. Labor Day marked the end of carefree summer fun and meant back to the grind of class and homework. The times have changed, says Linda Bardier.
This is the second year that we've had all of our schools start at the very beginning of August.
Bardier, the director of communications for San Bernardino City Schools, isn't kidding when she says the very beginning of August. All schools started instruction August 3rd, over a month before Labor Day. In the Colton Joint Unified School District, elementary school got underway August 3rd as well, and high school kicked off August 5th. I had just one simple question for Katie Orloff, a district spokeswoman. Why so early?
Well, we have what we refer to as a modified traditional school schedule. So some of the breaks during the year are just a little bit longer.
Longer breaks during the year? Can you have a backyard barbecue in November? Hit the beach around Christmas? Because this is Southern California, probably. But that's not the point. What about the magic of summer?
With a district as large as ours, you're always going to get varying opinions. But I think for the most part, people like having the longer breaks during the year.
So you get a week at Thanksgiving and 2 weeks for spring break. Surely long vacations, road trips, and visiting those distant relatives in the Midwest are important enough to warrant 3 restful months away from the classroom. A languorous summer break provides plenty of time for escape, but Linda Bardier with San Bernardino City Schools says the abbreviated summer helps in the classroom.
We find also that a shorter vacation, you know, they're out of school generally by the first week in June. I think their last day of school this year is June 2nd. They are away from education for just June and July. So it's a shorter break, and so they lose, there's a smaller learning gap that's lost during just a 2-month break as opposed to a 3-month break.
The silver lining of shorter summer is less brain drain. I know I was typically pretty bored by Labor Day and ready to go back to school, but I don't know if I would be ready to hit the books in the first week of August. I might not have been ready, but Katie Orloff with the Colton School District reminds me of a different perspective.
This year, the final day of classes was on June 12th.
That's a kind of short summer, it seems like. Maybe.
It depends on your perspective. You'll find that some parents are just as happy not having such a long summer and breaking up the time a little bit during the year.
That was beautifully diplomatic. Well, kids, you can't say I didn't try. School may already be in session in the city of San Bernardino and Colton, but things don't get underway in Riverside until August 24th. So, parents, Matt Gillum, KVCR News.